Our party is not taking part in election. We are boycotting with all or most the opposition parties. We are not going to participate in this election because these elections are not fair, are not free. They are not recognized by all the internal opposition, and they are not recognized also by the international community. And it will not be fair because the government is also controlling everything. They are ruling in the central government, and they are controlling the state governments, and they are in charge of the money, and they are also using the armed forces and police forces and security forces. It's very difficult to compete with the ruling party in such elections.
I spoke with the government information minister, Ahmed Bilal, and he said that you, the opposition, you are hurting yourself because election in Sudan is democracy and you need to take part if you want to make a difference.
It is not like that. We sat with the government and we signed two important documents. One is the roadmap for the national dialogue and the other is Addis Ababa Agreement. In these papers, we agreed that the elections must be negotiated and agreed upon with all parties in Sudan. And after that, it must be one of the national dialogue output.
President Barack Obama of the United States, last week, eased on some sanctions on Sudan that will allow some communication equipment to be sold to Sudan. What do you think?
These sanctions are not lifted because Ahandur visited America. They were lifted because many people and many societies asked the American government to lift these sanctions because these sanctions are put on the Sudanese people and are not smart sanctions put on the government of Sudan. Sudanese people are suffering many from some sanctions, such as sanctions lifted by the United States a few days ago. And we hope that also they will lift the other sanctions which hurt and harm the Sudanese people under the government of Sudan.
So you want the United States to lift the other sanctions because those sanctions are hurting the Sudanese people?
The sanctions that hurt the Sudanese people. Say some students are sitting for 13 professional examinations. They can't sit in Sudan for such examinations. They need them to apply for 13 jobs. It is very difficult for them to sit in Sudan. So they go outside to Malaysia, Saudi Arabia, or United Arab Emirates and sit there. And sometimes, if they know that they are Sudanese, they prevent them from sitting for such exams. So we want from American people to lift any sanction that hurt the Sudanese people.
Now, the government has in jail some opposition people who signed the agreement with the rebels. What is your view on that?
Well, we are against that, of course. We ask for the release of all the political detainees. There must be no single political detainee in prison. We also need a fair commitment from the government side that there will be no political arrests in Sudan for the foreseen future. And no arrests will be allowed under exceptional procedures.